walk. What I'm doing is, I'm showing you the path you shouldn't. The pieces of this path you should avoid, the dangerous one. First danger is the basic in you. As an animal, you want. You think you need, and you want. Are you sure you want to create stuff? In reality, yes. Because you have the senses for it. Your smell, your taste, and all of that will show you what food to eat, what avoid. When it comes to the truth, to have, you don't have any sense of it there. The animal feeling doesn't help. And you wish for something, but you're not supposed to. Why? Oh, a long, long story. I told you it will be finished in book 6. No. But here, he says, let me tell you about this wish. The fellow wanted to learn the magic spell from Jesus. First of all, this is a fellow who wants a magic and a spell to do the job. He doesn't attend it yourself. If you want to be a magician, you should become a real magician with all qualities. Just learning it and doing it is nonsense. Secondly, is the base of all your wishes. All your wishes are coming from where? Where is the source? Thinking about the past and the future. Ah, there is a problem. Put it, note it down, highlight it, remember it. This is one of the main problems. And I have to explain it in Persian language because it's hal. You remember the meaning of hal. Hal means now, and hal means the feeling, sensation, passion, and all that. And we mix them together and we say, it's about hal. First of all, it's not about yesterday. Yesterday you were good. Good for you. You need to get better today. Yesterday you were bad. So what? Turn around. Be good. That's how it works. Yesterday is gone. Only thing from yesterday is the situation I have in hand now. And tomorrow? Oh, tomorrow is far-fetched. First is here. Because that feeling, that passion should be here. When you get rid of that cross-eyedness, that silly attitude to have a double vision, to think that everything is two, forget about the unity and unification. With that, you're in trouble. Let go of that. Let go of that. Why? Because I'm telling this story and you're supposed to think about this story. Do not listen to the face of the story and whatever I say, because whatever I say doesn't help that much. You have to have it inside. Inside you, you should keep what is the best. Look inside you. What's happening inside you? Inside you is always this or that, this or that, this or that. Because you're thinking about choosing. According to some cliche. Life is not like that. Life is a path. We are walking this path, and we could walk it if we attend to every aspect of it. Start with the animal. I have to take care of it. But I should always remember this is the stranger one. This is not me. I'm not this, I'm the other one. Which one I am? He said, the one who has a heart. Where is the heart? By just following this, could you follow my sentences? Am I making a sense that you could guess the next one? Because by looking at the text, you're supposed to. You see that he said, listen, do your own work. Do not attend to the stranger. Who is a stranger? Is the body. Who is the other one? Other one is the heart. What is heart? Heart is the one that moves with that magical spell, the name of Haq. Remember that? Do you want me to read the English one for you? Do not put musk on your body, rub it on your heart. Then later, on his tongue, the name of God, and his soul stenches. The Persian very clearly is talking about you are the part of the heart. What does that mean to you? Because it means a lot to me. What does that mean to you? Any volunteer?
We.
More than that.
It's the part that they have to come into. So if you're part of that.
I didn't get it. A little bit louder.
The very first story of the creation,
mm-hmm.
that Devil could not get into the heart.
Yeah. But that's not a direct address, it's a non-address actually. So if you're the devil, you will not find it. But without that, what is heart?
The heart
is where or whatever which will move without your decision, which moves by seeing the beauty. That's what we say heart. As simple as that. We talked about this common sense, and he said, listen, we'll talk about common sense and we're going forward. I'm going to explain it little by little, right? Heart is where it's moved by the name of Haq. Means your heart is that part of you that when you see the truth, or you feel that you understood the truth, some ecstasy explodes in your heart. Heart is the part that reacts to beauty and ugliness. That's the heart. And we're talking about beauty. Do not forget. Oh, my brother, you are the thought. The rest is not you. And you should try to organize your thinking. You should learn to put it in order. Because the order is the key. There are a lot of stuff you know. Because this is not a matter of being more clever or what. We talked about it. This is an experience, right? In the experience, you have to find the moment. Everything is good in its own special place. A good deed in a wrong moment is not good anymore. Everything should be good. So it's the moment. It's the place. So our judgment doesn't go to anything else. Remember, the guy said, Analha, he was Mansur, he is the great. The other one is Pharaoh, says Analha, and he's a dummy. Because we are talking about two different mouths, this. And this is the major connection between us, isn't it? Talking. Kalam. That's what it is all about. So pay attention to this and remember one simple stuff. Please remember this. I insisted the day I was talking about it, and I want to repeat it today. Please learn it as a major, major formula, something that should be written and be visible for months. to remember. The wisdom we are talking about, if you read it several times, analyze it, accept it, go around and brag about it, it will run away from you. It's not an object. That's a jewel. You know what is the word for jewel?
Johar, essence.
Johar, essence. That's jewel. And if you are full-heartedly dedicated to it, and you're lazy, and you don't read, and you do nothing, this wisdom will come and serve you. Do not forget this. Because in all practices of knowledge, we learn that more you learn, more you read, more you learn, more you dig, more... Here, it's not like that. Please remember this. Because I know what you want to do. Somebody in you wants to tame this falcon. Someone in you who attends to the housekeeper in you tries to use the falcon as a tamed bird because her attention is misplaced. Your intelligence cannot take care of your falcon. Your curiosity, your thirst for beauty is independent from your intelligence. So, do something. Transform yourself. How? You haven't forgotten, I hope, that this thing is wisdom is alive and will come to you or avoid you. One of the main channel to call this guy to come to you is that little boy in you to cry, to react. That cry. Do you remember the first cry you talked about? It was first day.
Our king.
No doubt it. Yes. Our king. The first king, first story. What did he do? He went to Mars. He cried. Not only he cried, those little place we call it Mihrab was filled with his tears. And I told you, what was Mihrab?
Place of
war. Place of fighting, because that's the place the biggest holy war could happen. Holy war are two. Smallest, biggest. Not the small and big. Smallest and biggest. Smallest. Asqar is to go and fight for religion and stuff like that and die, be a martyr. Second one is to entangle your ego with yourself. That's the great one. Because that's what we are here for. I have my opponent, and guess what? He's as powerful as I am. Because I owe a lot of my powers to it when it comes to reality. If there was no real gap, he was the winner. Because he's carrying the resolution of all generations of thinkers. But me, I'm the hunter. I'll find a new one. How? With that little boy to cry. That little boy, he said, is your heart. Your heart should react. Because that's a requirement, actually. Remember, we started our logic based on what? The only pillar is attraction to the beauty, right? That was the main pillar. And that's involuntary.